Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
Throughout history, kings have always had a unique incense for them and for their army. It's been unique from every other army. And the more that you're around it, the more you're saturated in it. Now you know that, right? You could probably, I'm sure you've had times where you've walked into a room and you smell somebody's perfume or their cologne and you say, oh, I know who's been here in this room. Okay? Because that aroma is locked into my brain associated with that person. Well, these kings would have perfumers make for them a unique scent, a unique smell that nobody else had, and it would permeate everything. Now, go back to the Song of Songs. This is the bride speaking. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. There's such an anointing about your life, something so pleasant being around you. Of course people are attracted to you. Well, where does this come from? Well, let's look in 2 Corinthians. Paul says this, but thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Now, imagine that you are in a battle, and during the course of the battle, you are captured by the enemy. And there you are, your hands are tied behind you, and one of the enemy combatants is standing in front of you with a sword or with a spear drawn so that you can't go anywhere. And you're standing there. You have no idea what's going on in this battle. And all of a sudden you go, do you smell that? That's my king's aroma. When that aroma wafts in, the one who's held there in bondage all of a sudden smiles and their heart is lifted because they know that aroma and they say, that's my king coming with victory. The other one standing there, now his knees are knocking and he wants to drop his weapon and run away because he knows that aroma isn't his king's and he knows that he is defeated. And that's what's taking place here. So now look what happens is then going back to Song of Songs, is she now says, well, the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. She is so in such close proximity to him that she's now saturated with his same aroma that he is smelling from her. Okay, that's what happens when we are in God's presence. When you're around somebody, that becomes the anointing on your life as well. And so she said, all of your robes are fragrant. And now I'm saturated with that as well. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians, we are the aroma of Christ. When we've been in his presence, when we're standing there with him, enthralled by him, I can't leave your presence. How amazing you are. We can't help but be saturated with his aroma. And wherever we go, people say there's something different about you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.